Tower, VWA, mobile.
Good morning.
I did not quite catch your call. You dropped out of the repeater just for a second. Try it one more time. I don't know if it's on your end or on my end, but, you know, it's a real weak signal this morning. Oh, you doing okay?
Bring on an associate pastor really helps out a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah, and especially when you're running two services, we moved our associate pastor up to the senior pastor position, and it was a good move. Our guy retired out. He was like 70, and anyhow, it's been a good move and an extremely smooth transition. So we refilled his old position, and he was very instrumental in picking the fellow that he was going to work with. So I think it's going to work out nicely and have a good smooth transition, and I believe it was the proper way we needed to go.
Real, real good. Well, listen, I won't keep you. Just like I said, pulled up here at the office. I'm going to go on inside. Like I said, I monitor this repeater quite a bit. I hear you on there all of the time, so I figured I'd just kind of reach out, say hello, and let you know about that last QSO you were having. But appreciate you picking me up, and I'll say 73 to you. And thanks again. This is Mike, KX4MT. I'll be clear in your final, my friend.
Just a ride along this morning. It always breaks the monotony of the road. And fortunately, I get to stay on the north side of 85 today, except to cross over it one time. We love Interstate 85 in Greenville. So you have a good day, and I hope you have a good holiday season if I don't speak to you before. And we'll all remember the reason for the season. And you have a good one. 73
is KN4 VWA.
I'm clear.
KN4 VWA, W4 DJW. You still there, Steve?
74 DJW, KN4 VWA. I'm like a bad habit. It just keeps hanging around.
Are you going to be back in time to go to either one of those club meetings tonight? The RC club or the radio club?
I've got a guy coming in from Cincinnati today. He's going to get there about 3 or 4 o'clock. If he makes it in on time, then, yeah, I'm going to try to make it over to the Flying Club meeting for the simple reason that I'm involved with Larry on doing that ramp for that new situation. Yeah, you know about that. And anyhow, have we got anything hot going on over at Brar's?
I think they're going to want to talk about Winter Field Day and where we're going to have it, if we're going to have it and where we're going to have it. But that's about it. I'll go to the radio club meeting. You go to the airplane meeting, and then we'll swap notes afterwards.
And I hate missing the Brar's meeting, but I'll tell you what, that really does work out very well. I'll keep you up. You keep me up. We'll stay ahead of everybody else.
All right, I got to walk Amy out to her car. I just wanted to catch you and see which one you were going to, because I was probably going to go to the other one. But the radio club meeting is both virtual and on-site this time.
Equipment, a digital imaging thing, and I'm hoping that he's going to be in the training mode at 1 o'clock, which will free me to get on my cell phone to try to make the meeting today, okay? So, hopefully I won't have any problems jumping into the meeting, but that's the evil plan.
I doubled with you a little bit. I was saying that the radio club meeting is both virtual and on-site. So if you get done with one early, you can join the other one.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, now, what about, did you catch what I said about the meeting today?
No, I think we were doubling at that time.
Here's my evil plan. I've got to pick up a guy at the airport today. We're going to Newberry to install a piece of digital imaging equipment on an X-ray machine. And I am hoping that I'm going to have that all fixed up and ready to go for him to do the training at 1 o'clock. So if I can be done and be on schedule, I might be able to make the meeting at 1.
Oh, that meeting. Okay, yeah. I forgot about that meeting. I have a reminder that pops up right before it and lets me know about it so I don't forget it altogether. But, yeah, okay. And if you're not there, we'll know why.
All right, and did you get a chance to talk to Bob and glean any information? That's just pretty much a yes or no.
Very little. We'll probably discuss that in today's meeting.
Right. Okay. Good. Well. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, what else is going on? Anything good? What have you got planned for the day? Hopefully, you're not going to have to run over to Spartanburg with mouse. What was that you had to take over there?
A mouse and keyboard dongle. Hopefully I won't have to do that again. I think she's got a new way of doing that to where she can't get herself in that predicament anymore. But I think I have to make a post office run, and I have to make a CVS run, and I was going to do some pressure washing, but it looks like it's going to rain, so no pressure washing on the front porch and the sidewalk and maybe the driveway. But instead of that, I'll probably scrape some paint that's off the back door windows. just something to get out and moving. Instead, I spent all weekend programming, so I was sitting all weekend. So I need to get out and do some moving around. You know what I mean?
And all I did was run all weekend. And I wanted to go out Sunday afternoon and fly a little bit, but I couldn't get all of my stuff done to be able to do that. So, anyhow, Monday this week, and I've got another install tomorrow. I got two back-to-back installs, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday afternoon. If it's not raining, I'm going to try to get back out there. And that little issue that popped up became a major issue, but I've got that pretty much resolved. And I should not have any more interruptions of that nature.
Well, that's good, but you know, that's in every family. But I stayed there quite a while after you did and ran that second battery down and transmission. So I've been building batteries, getting batteries and building batteries because you can't buy replacement batteries for that one LiPo that's 4,000. Milliamp hours, and it's 4,000 milliamp hours, and you can't get a replacement for it. They don't sell them. So I've been looking all over for something close, and I got some lithium ion batteries and a holder that will fit in the case so that you can pop out like six of those things and charge them all up on a six pack charger that charges all six, and then you can drop two of them at a time in there. So that should be unlimited battery power now at the airfield. I shouldn't run out anymore.
Good, that's good. And you're talking about for charging other batteries, right?
For the transmitter. For the airplanes, I got a good solution for the airplanes. I don't ever run out of those because that one that I drained with the voltage measure, the sensor that sends it back through the air to the transmitter. So I went from 4 to 3 on that. Now, 3 is an odd number, and it's never good to have an odd number, so I was ordering transmitter batteries, so I went ahead and ordered 3 more of those. So now I got 6 instead of 4. So now I'm really set for the Blixer. I have 6 Blixer batteries, and you can fly 2 flights up to 15 minutes apiece or 30 minutes worth of flight per battery. So I've got like 6 hours worth of Blixer batteries.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Is it possible in any way, shape, or form for us to...
went by a truck, or you went down a hill, or you went around a mountain or something, you were 100% readable, full scale, full quiet, and then all of a sudden it was going blip, 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 blip. The repeater was you were just bringing it up and dropping it. So something happened there. Try it again.
The power lines here at Wade Hampton and Vern Smith Parkway. Give me just a minute. I'm at the red light.
Okay, that transmission was good. So you might want to try it again while you're still.
It's moved up about 6 feet. I'm under all the spider web under the intersection at Vern Smith Parkway and Wade Hampton. So, you know, you move 6 feet, it gets better. But like I said, is it possible for us to be in the air with one battery on the mixer for a duration of the transmitter battery?
Well, that's the way VHF works. Is it possible to fly one battery in there with the Blixer and, like, change out the transmitter battery? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm concerned about us being able to fly longer on the airplane than the transmitter battery will last.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that situation eventually. We're not there yet, but that will happen. And that's why I ordered two more LiPo batteries that I can put in parallel. They're two cells, so they're 8 volts. It's an 8-volt battery on my transmitter. I'm not sure what yours is. I think yours is 8 volts as well, or 7.7 volts or something like that. Fully charged, it's 8.2, and discharged at 6.6. But, yeah, that is possible. So that tray, remember that tray that Gearhart had at the field? If we get a tray like that, we can put two 5,000 milliamp-hour battery packs in it and just run the wire in to the back of the transmitter. And the transmitter is bolted to the tray, and the tray is bolted to the battery, so you'll have 1,000, you'll have like 10 amps, and that'll last like 3 days. So that'll fix that problem when we get to that point, but we're not there yet.
Well, how many mAh battery have you got in your radio?
The one that came in, it's 4,000. The two lithium ions that's replacing the lithium polymer are each are 3,000 a piece, but they're in series, so it's still 3,000. If they were in parallel, it'd be 6,000, but it's not. They're in series, so it's 3,000 for each of those. And that's way more than you can use in a single day now that they're working right. That one that I had wasn't working right because I abused them with the vape many years ago, and that wouldn't they weren't any good. But the other ones were like a lot newer batteries, so they're working good.
Yeah, because I've got one 3,000 mAh battery, and it seems to have served. I guess maybe I need to start checking that transmitter voltage.
Yeah, last thing you want to do is crash because the battery went out on the transmitter. That's the last thing. Well, Amy's getting ready to walk out the door. I walk her out to her car every day when she leaves to go to work. So I got to drop. I'll be back in a little while if you're still there. KN4VWA, W4DJW.
DJW, KN4VWA, I'll be clear, stand by.